If you're anything like some members of the show staff, you didn't do too well in your Oscar pool last night. But a few people who did do well, Guillermo del Toro and the cast and crew of The Shape of Water, as well as Jordan Peele and Frances McDormand, and a graduate of my alma mater, Brophy, Glenn Keane, for Best Animated Short. That was, of course, one of the lesser. We're not actually going to talk about that, but congrats, Glenn. Joining us now to talk about the awards and also the first post-Harvey Weinstein Oscars is Kara Buckley, culture reporter who covers awards for The New York Times, and she joins us from Hollywood. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for fitting us in. So let's hold off on the awards for a minute and start by talking about sort of all the other issues surrounding the night. This was the first Oscars since dozens of women came forward to accuse Harvey Weinstein. Let's talk a little bit about how that shaped the award show that you saw last night.
Sure. It shaped the award show before the award show started. It certainly was a question that everybody was thinking about and asking on the red carpet. And so everyone arrived really with their talking points in hand. I'm talking about the celebrities, the directors, et cetera. This was similar to the Golden Globes in that people knew we were going to be speaking about it. It was different from the Golden Globes in that not everyone, people weren't called to wear black and people weren't wearing black. And there wasn't the theme of Me Too and Time's Up, which was the initiative led by Hollywood women that grew out of the Me Too movement. It's an initiative to end sexual harassment, did not define the carpet, and it didn't really define the night. And in terms of the show itself, I was speaking to some people afterwards. This was something that was addressed by the host, Jimmy Kimmel, and certainly by some of the presenters. And there was a moving video montage that was introduced by Ashley Judd, Annabelle Sciorra, and I'm blanking on the third woman's name. I should have it at the tip of my tongue, but I just woke up. All of them had come out to speak out, and Selma Hayek, all of them had spoken out about sexual misconduct they suffered, they said, at the hands of Harvey Weinstein. And of course, this for anyone who watched this, the night ended with a very rousing, or almost ended, it was second to last award, was Frances McDormand, who, you know, really delivered a fiery speech, had all of the female nominees stand up and said, I have two words for you, inclusion rider, which is basically legal terms for saying any A-list actor should demand that there's diversity, both in the cast and the crew. So it was a theme of the night, for sure. But I was talking to Rachel Morrison afterwards. She was the first woman to ever be nominated for the Cinematography Award. She was the director of photography for Mudbound and also for Black Panther. And she said she was surprised that more of the men that got up, actually that none of the men who got up to win prizes really said anything. They didn't say anything about it. They thanked their crews. You know, they sort of gave not out of the ordinary acceptance speeches. And she found that a little surprising. She said, why does it always fall on the women? You know, to bring this up.
Well, and one of the women you mentioned, we wanted to play a few clips from films, and actually we were going to do another one first, but since you mentioned Frances McDormand, I wanted to play a clip from Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri to start.
I'm doing everything I can to track him down. I don't think those billboards is very fair.
The time it took you to get out here whining like a Willoughby, some other poor girl's probably out there being butchered right now, but I'm glad you got your priorities straight. I'll say that for you.
Now, Kara, for many, the movie was somewhat controversial, criticized for oversimplifying issues of race. But as you mentioned, Frances McDormand won. Sam Rockwell also took home an award for this one. How significant is this movie? Is this one that feels of the time or one that'll stick with us for a while?
It's so hard to answer that because it was divisive, like you said. Many people objected to its treatment of race, its treatment, Sam Rockwell played a racist, dim-witted police officer who was violent to people and didn't really pay for it. Certainly he wasn't arrested or didn't pay for it legally for some very violent actions. I think it really depends on your point of view. I think it's very subjective. Some people found its treatment of issues simplistic, its storyline, not reflective of any America we knew. It was written and directed by Martin McDonagh, who's English. And then on the other side, you know, like you said, people found Frances McDormand's performance perfect for this moment. She was a warrior, you know, on a mission. She was a mother, a grieving mother, who would not stop, you know, trying to force the police to find the murderer, the rapist of her daughter. So I really think it's a subjective thing. Obviously, the Academy decided to award another movie with Best Picture. But what really pops, and I think what will endure in this movie, is the performances. And the cast have always sort of referred to themselves as a bunch of anarchists. And they kind of are, in a way. Frances McDormand, Sam Rockwell, Woody Harrelson, they're all kind of, well, they like to see themselves as rebel performers. But I think there's some truth to it. And certainly Martin McDonagh fits the bill as sort of a rebellious outsider, quote-unquote, director. So, again, a meandering answer to say it depends on your point of view.
And a fascinating film that won Best Picture. We'll hear a clip from that, Guillermo del Toro's Shape of Water.
Get them out. Now we move the cylinder into the compressor.
This was a crowded category, Carl, with 9 nominees. This film got a lot of credit because it just, as most of del Toro's films, it just looks different, and then it addressed some important themes as well. Was this win a surprise at all?
This one, if you look at how the prognosticators, you know, the people who track this obsessively, and I don't track it obsessively, I certainly pay attention. Most people went with 3 billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri, even though Shape of Water earned 13 nominations, which is more than any other film. And the reason people thought this, and this is going to get a bit sort of nerdy Oscar history, so bear with me, but The Shape of Water did not get a nomination for the Screen Actors Guild Award Best Ensemble Prize. And the Screen Actors Guild is enormous. It has something like 100,000 members. Actors make up the biggest branch of the Academy. And so no film since Braveheart, which is from 1995, has won a Best Picture Award, an Oscar, without getting a Best Screen Actors Guild Award nomination since Braveheart. So the statistics weren't in The Shape of Water's favor at all. And last year, the people who guessed that Moonlight would win said, well, La La Land didn't get a SAG Award nomination for this, you know, prize, so we should have known, you know, even though everyone thought La La Land, we should have known that Moonlight's win. Sorry if you're saying it's a lot to sort of keep track of.
Yeah.
So, but a bunch of people did predict The Shape of Water because it won the Producers Guild Award Prize, it won the Directors Guild Award Prize, and the Academy kind of wants to put a message out into the world and likes to, you know, look not good, but this is a theory a lot of people have about the Academy, that they wouldn't want to put 3 billboards out. It's sort of too caustic, too, not a great representation of America. And, you know, Shape of Water is this story about embracing the other, and Guillermo del Toro says it's, you know, it's mirrors sort of the issue of immigrants in this country. I don't know if you said this just for the awards circuit, but I think a lot of people saw that in the movie, you know, the importance of literally embracing the alien and taking care of the alien. So,
well, Carl, we'll leave it there. Carl Buckley is a culture reporter who covers awards for the New York Times, and thanks for getting up early with us. Thanks
very much for having me.